I've led the effort in Congress to block tens of thousands of unsafe Mexican trucks from U.S. highways. An overwhelming majority of the Congress has supported my position, over 400 members the last time we voted on this issue, not the Obama administration. They're working with Mexico on a plan to allow Mexican trucks free range across the United States of America, despite the fact that the Mexicans have no meaningful hours of service rules, no drug testing regime, no commercial driver's license registry, and much of the equipment is substandard and doesn't meet American standards for safety. The Mexicans have levied unfairly and illegally billions of dollars of tariffs targeted politically at Oregon and other states against our products because they say their losses are so huge because we won't allow the Mexican trucks into the country. Yet the pilot program, which Congress stopped, had only 100 Mexican trucks participating. But somehow that totals billions of dollars of damages. There's only one way out of this mess. We aren't going to open our highways to these unsafe trucks. We're not going to lose the jobs of millions of American truck drivers and substitute Mexicans paid a dollar an hour who don't have meaningful commercial driver's licenses and don't have the same kind of training into our country. We need to renegotiate this section of this failed trade agreement, a rifle shot. Just say, renegotiate this section. Mexican trucks will not be allowed free range across the U.S. Maintain the existing system. They bring the goods in 20 miles. They drop them. U.S. truckers pick them up, and the Mexican trucks go back to Mexico with trailers destined in that direction. That's the solution the Obama administration must adopt. I've got a letter that I'm sending to the president today, which is bipartisan, signed by 78 members of Congress, urging the president to enter into those discussions, renegotiate that section of the failed trade agreement, and keep America's highways safe for America's drivers.